Hello and welcome back to Marriage, the Good, the Bad, the Funny. I'm Samuel Pitcher.
And I'm Sarah Pitcher.
And it is July 26th, 2019. Let's get into it. Okay, love, week two with the new microphone. You got some questions teed up for us. But we also said we wanted to go over some things that we... Getting back to our roots, so to speak.
Getting back to our roots? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, I'm acting like we're this really long, long-lasting podcast that had its way and then lost it and came back. It's like those YouTube videos where the creator says, I'm going to go back to what I originally was making. And everyone's like, oh boy, one of these videos. So you're wondering what I mean by it?
Yeah.
Well, you have said that you think people enjoy it more when we banter back and forth about marriage, which is what we do in pretty much every episode.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been the focus point.
True.
You do have questions here teed up. Should we have time or want to dive into them? Because they do reveal a lot about us as a couple. But you wanted to talk about back to the basics of marriage and some things that we have discovered along the way.
Yeah, like the fact that you've already said teed up twice so far this episode.
Boy, yep, back to the basics.
Yep.
Thanks. Well, aside from my repetitive use, hey, at least it's not.
No.
Oh.
No.
If you want to know what trigger word I had last week, tune into that one. It's available. But fine, I won't say it this episode, unless the time deems appropriate.
I don't think it will.
And then don't set me up.
Fine.
You'll set me up. Or you'll tee me up.
Okay, that makes three times.
Yep, I did that one on purpose. Anyways, so we got to talk to... Rather, they started the conversation with us, didn't they?
Yeah, it's because they saw my, like, huge plate of rolls.
Yes. You want to start us off on this one?
Well, you can start.
Okay, I just figured, as we always know, that you're the best part of this podcast. I'm just along for the ride.
Well, no, because... I mean, you were already at the table before I got there, so.
Yeah, but your plate, as you mentioned, started the conversation. Anyway, we went to the buffet at one of our favorite places that we haven't been to in a while, the local casino.
Mm-hmm.
We figured we had a buy one, get one free offer, along with some saved up points, I should say. And we decided to get a cheap buffet. Later on, I found out that there is a price to pay for cheap when you go gambling, at least for me.
I was going to say, I came out fine.
Yep, you always do.
Well, you just don't know when to quit.
Nope, I don't know when to fold them. So, you were getting your plate, and you had your make-your-own pasta station.
Yep.
And you came by with that, and then Hawaiian rolls, which are like regular dinner rolls, except for they got that sweet flavor to them. They are really good. I can't deny that they're not really good.
And when you just mix it with butter, it's just a great combination.
Yes.
Mm.
And then you had the nice couple next to us. The lady started talking to us about how you reminded her of her grandkids.
Yep.
And how they enjoy making sandwiches out of spaghetti.
Well, what started it was because she has to buy like umpteen million packages of Hawaiian rolls, and they barely make it to lunchtime.
Yes, because her grandkids eat them.
Yeah.
So why are we talking about a random couple that start conversation with us?
Well, because after, a couple minutes had gone by, she turned back to us and said, are you guys married? How long have you been married? And she actually started to give us some advice on marriage.
Right. And the reason that we want to relay this advice, first and foremost, the disclosure is... The fact that we said early on in this podcast that, you know, now we're going on about 3 years of marriage. And we're not in this to be that couple that says, oh, we've survived 3 whole years. And because of that, we're able to give advice to anyone for any situation. People thought that's what we were going to be about. And we joked about it early on.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But that's not what we're about. But these guys, or this couple, I should say, this husband and wife... They have been married for, I'll let you tell the number.
Almost 52 years.
52 years. So, us being married almost 3 years, not in a place to give advice. them being married for close to 52 years in a place to give advice. Because we told them we hope to get to that point one day. And she told us eventually that the first 4 years is what she sees to be the hardest part of marriage.
I get that. I mean, you're really just kind of learning yourself as like a married couple. Because once you get married, in my opinion, things change. You know, you're really actually accountable to that person. You can't just up and say, hey, you know, I'm going to go travel for a week. See ya. You know, like, as opposed to if you're dating.
Yeah, you got a lot more invested in it. So she said, if you'll take my advice, I'll give it to you. And of course, you know, we're not going to say, especially when you're sitting at this place, you're sitting, what, like 6 inches from the other person? You're really close.
Basically.
You're not going to tell the person, no, I'm eating. Don't talk to me anymore. Somebody might, but I'm not that kind of person, and you aren't either. I wouldn't have told it even if I was that kind of person. I think that they were nice enough.
Yeah.
So she's like, if you'll listen to my advice, I'll give it to you. I'm like, of course. So her advice was, in the 52 years they've been married, I'm sure she could give us a lot more.
Well, yeah.
But she said one of the major secrets is when it comes to arguments. And I think that's funny because that was one of our first episodes, was arguments.
Yeah.
What was it about arguments that she said is the key to a long and happy marriage?
Not to yell or raise voices.
Not to yell or raise voices.
I know I'm guilty of it. I know. Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
Well, I joked with him that you're the one who has the harsher words to say to me. But then I confessed and said that you wouldn't have to if I didn't give you so much ammunition.
This is true.
Because of how I give you reasons to yell at me.
Like forgetting to purchase tickets when I asked you a week ago to do it.
Or when I don't do anything that you asked me a week ago to do.
Oh, yes.
So she said, don't raise your voice. Don't yell. Don't scream. Don't talk in the moment is pretty much what she said.
Yeah, she said if you're going to scream, you know, just kind of leave the situation. Go, like, scream into a pillow in another room. You know, she did say that. So I guess I still have that as an outlet, but.
She said go outside. She didn't say scream in a pillow.
Well, okay, fine. But I don't think I'd want to go screaming outside in the neighborhood. I mean.
I don't see you wanting to torture your pillow. That's a sacred object.
Well, yes, but I mean. You know, I don't really want the cops being called, do I?
Well, it depends on how mad you are at me.
Ooh, you do bring up an interesting point. Yeah.
And most of the time, they will side with the woman.
Yep.
And I do have the physique of a white male that would have his shirt taken off in the show Cops. this is diverting fast.
Yep.
But she mentioned not saying in the moment, why don't you want to say what's originally on your mind in the moment when you're having an argument?
Well, because you say some really hurtful things you might not mean.
Right. Well, you mean them at the time.
That's true.
Oh, do you mean them at the time?
That's true.
But do you want them to stick?
No.
No.
I've had some really, really... In arguments ways, I've had some really good things to say. But as far as a couple thing, no. They've been terrible and horribly hurtful.
Yeah. I think that I am guilty as well. But we talked about that in that same episode of arguments.
Mm-hmm.
What's the card that you can pull at any time? Either one of us can, but mine's more of a last resort / when I get to the point, it just is kind of awkward. Not so much you feel bad, just kind of feel awkward. What's the trump card you get to play?
Crying.
When the, I'm sorry, it might not be politically correct to say that one sex is fairer than the other. Don't really care about politically correct, because in our relationship, at least, it's true that if you start crying, it's game over for me,
yep,
the husband. If I start crying, it's not really game over for you. It's just kind of like, ugh.
Like, you know, is it really worth continuing this and watching this sight unfold?
The answer is no. But, you know, who would want to see my mascara run?
I know. It's
not a shame.
It's not a pretty sight.
It's just so gross. But I think she had a good point. It's something you say that it's very important to keep in, you know, mind when you're talking about arguments, but it's one of those things that's easier said than done.
Well, yeah, and I think a lot of it too is like personality. Like, I problem with us is we're two both very strong-willed people. And I mean, I know some people out there are going to be like, okay, as far as like, personally, I believe in like, not believe in, but I think the astrological signs do play a part in it. That's me. Everyone else has their own opinion. But you being the Taurus, being the bull, a stubborn-headed person, and me being a Virgo.
I was going to say, I thought I got to tell what a Virgo is.
Perfectionist.
Emotional.
Perfectionist and emotional.
An emotional perfectionist.
So, I mean, that combination is doomed to have a couple of fights. I hate to say that.
Well, yeah, because I'm right and I'm not going to change my mind. And I know I'm not right, but I can't change my mind now. I'm already committed.
And I'm right, and you will change your mind because I am right.
There really is no winning for me.
No.
If you could see me, I was blinking twice for danger.
Uh-huh.
But unfortunately, I do have a face for podcasting. I don't really have the strong radio voice either. I'm just kind of me. I divert again.
Yep.
So good advice from them, because they can give the advice. They do, the other interesting thing they mentioned, they do work together now. They both are firefighters. She used to have her own business, and then she gave that up after the kids moved out to work. Well, I don't know if it's working or volunteering, but either way, you know, two people in service, and we appreciate that.
But could you imagine if you and I worked together?
I talked about this the other day with you, and it would just be—it just wouldn't fly over.
Because here's the thing: if you were over me, I'd be like, "Yeah, no, I'm not doing that." And if I were over you, it would be like you were at home 24/7 having to do what I said.
Well, I said early on in my managerial career that my managerial duties end promptly when I leave the building, because I have to go report to my supervisor every night, and people laugh, and I'm like, well, I'm not joking.
Uh-huh.
I'm in great danger.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I can't come home. And you can show some of the same characteristics, like somebody who is responsible. I need to show that maybe a little bit more around the house. You can show some of the characteristics, but I can't show the I'm in charge demeanor anymore. I gotta be like the, it's a partnership. We're in this together.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at me, I'm looking at you, like I'm waiting for me to be told I'm saying the wrong thing. Help.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Very nice meeting them.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get some creepy people that just say random stuff, and you have to smile and nod. And I was doing a lot of smiling and nodding, but it was because of the fact that they were providing good insight. It was a nice little conversation with somebody that otherwise you might not have met. And we got to tell them, you know, I'm not afraid to shamelessly promote this podcast.
Yep.
Got to tell them, because he said communication's key as well. And I said, well, we might over-communicate because we have a podcast. Forgot to plug the name to her, but she did get to hear that it is about marriage. And she said that's awesome. Because the last thing you want to bottle up, I think, we'll go back to the point they made about the 4 years thing. She said, after 4 years, you got to continue to be vocal, and you can't bottle things up.
Well, you can't become, complacent, basically.
I thought she said compliant, and I'm like, well, I need to become compliant with your rule.
Here. You know, I did. I thought she said that too, but I understood that she really meant like complacent. Like, you just don't want to be like stuck in that same, you know, humdrum of everyday life. I think, honestly, like, this year we've actually gotten a lot better about just doing spontaneous things. I mean, well, over the last couple of weeks, you know, we've just said, let's go to Knoebels. Let's go to Old Forge, you know?
Yeah. Well, she also just meant the bottling up, because she said that she knew this couple that did get divorced right outside like the 4-year mark, which is why she said 4 years is hard or the hardest. And she said she went back to her friend and asked her, you know, what started the fights, or, you know, what caused the divorce in the end, or what really made you annoyed about the guy? And her friend said, the more I think about it, I can't remember much. The only thing I remember, and this is kind of something I would think of, her example for why she left was he would always squeeze the toothpaste from the middle of the tube. So I think that's probably one of people's pet peeves. We've talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that that's all she could think about as far as what annoyed her means that she was bottling stuff up, or he was bottling stuff up. And also, it looks like, you know, seems like that was the trivial thing at the time.
Right.
That's all you can think about, something trivial. But that's what happens when you bottle up. Eventually, play those, I think it's on the Switch, that game where you shake the bottle and eventually it pops.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what happens when you bottle stuff up. It's going to build up pressure. And then once it blows up, it's going to be over the stupidest thing. You left the toilet seat up again. Even though you're really upset because, you know, he said something hurtful to you the other day. Or, I don't know, one for you. There's hair in this sink again and it's clogged. Even though I'm really upset because you never do anything wrong. So I don't know what I would be upset about. Or what I'd be bottling up. Because you never do anything wrong.
I mean, I did misplace the mortgage statement, so...
So I'm not too upset about that. But that's because I'm thinking to myself, does that mean I don't have to pay it this month?
Uh-huh. Yep. Sure, that's what it means. Definitely.
Yeah, I know better. So, their advice, if you argue, argue in a way that's polite, courteous, not yelling, take the time away, and at the same time, don't bottle it up to the point where you explode. Apparently, we're getting closer and closer to that milestone where it becomes easier.
We'll figure it out when we get there.
Does that encapsulate it pretty much?
I think so.
So, thank you. We didn't catch their names. We didn't ask. But thank you to those two for both the advice and for their service as firefighters. All right. Does that mean that we still have time for a question or two?
Yes.
Because once again, the only person who's random about these questions is me.
Yep, because you don't plan ahead.
Well, we told our fine listeners that we would draw them at random.
I know, but then I don't have time to prepare.
Well, we talked about that earlier today, too, how you don't like anything outside the norm.
I do like things outside the norm.
No, once you get comfortable with something, you don't like to change.
Well, okay, who really ultimately likes change?
I like variety, which can be a little bit of a change.
Oh, what kind of variety do you like?
Well, if we go back to our conversation earlier, it was innocent enough as far as I do enjoy the occasional cover of a song.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry, love. I would never think about straying away from your iron fist.
Good.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you're the hen of the house, so your iron beak. Don't worry, this corn will not roll away from his iron beak of a wife.
Good.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
I was trying to think of a corn poem, but I just couldn't think of one. Oh, shucks.
Of course.
Yep. I know, it was very corny of me.
Yeah, it really was. We're done. We're done with that.
We're done with corn?
Yep.
We're done with puns?
We're done with those.
Okay.
All right, so this first one, I don't know if you're going to be able to have an answer to it, but I know that I do.
Well, that's good to know that there's confidence oozing from you over there.
There is, because it's a recent event. And once I read the question, you're going to be like, yeah, I can remember that. So, complete this sentence. A time that I felt I might be in physical danger was when... ... Should I go first, or,
How many times can we talk about Gould Road?
Oh, no, no, no.
It's not Gould Road?
It's not Gould Road.
Because I thought that was... Wait, what's the question?
A time that I felt I might be in physical danger was when... ...
And it's not Gould Road.
It's not Gould Road. Honestly, that should be yours because you had three women in the car that could easily attack you if the car went where it wasn't supposed to or if we got stranded.
Well, if Gould Road did its job, I wouldn't have to worry about anything in life anymore.
Uh-huh. Well, no, I think I'll just go ahead and go.
Okay.
So.
What was a time that you felt you were in physical danger?
Okay. So, this was, what, probably a couple of weeks ago. We went to a late showing of a scary movie, and Sam knew that I was freaked out, and so...
Say the name of the movie.
Oh, stop. Why?
Because there's a lot of scary movies out there.
Okay, fine. We went to see the new Annabelle movie.
Annabelle Comes Home?
Oh, okay. Annabelle Comes Home. So, we are seeing it at a later time at night. We're coming out of the theater. You decide that you're going to try to play a prank on me and try to jump out from behind a car and spook me. Well, little do you see the fact that as I'm walking on, as you're hiding behind the truck, this guy comes running at me. I don't know who this guy is. It's in the middle of a Walmart parking lot, but that just can make it even scarier. You don't know who's in Walmart parking lots at 10 o'clock at night?
Yeah, you do. There's a lot of campers there. That's where people camp now.
Okay, well, that's besides the point. So, this guy comes running full steam at me. And I'm looking and I'm like, what is going on? Well, the thing that made it funnier at the end was the fact, he come to find out all he really wanted was jumper cables. But... it just was very odd how he was, like, approaching me at, like, full speed. But what made it funnier was the fact that as this guy was running at me, you must have seen him, and you came skadoodling because I heard your flip-flops hitting the ground. Like, oh, no, this is a bad idea. I'm going to get bit in the behind for this one if I don't come skadoodling.
So you're telling my version of being in physical danger.
What?
Because I was afraid of you biting me in the behind.
Uh-huh. Well, I just, again, figured that Gould Road would be yours. Having three, you know, women in the car ready to attack you.
The question was physical damage, not emotional damage. Women are far better at emotional scarring.
Uh-huh.
You felt in physical danger for that?
Oh, come on. How would you feel if you were out at 10 o'clock at night and this guy just comes running at you? I mean, come on. It
happens all the time.
Oh, does it?
Yes.
Because last I knew at 10 o'clock at night, you're in the bedroom snoring away.
Yeah. Well, you know, someone's got to hold down the bed.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So you felt in physical danger?
Yes, I did. I was scared.
And I did. I'm going to use mine as I felt in danger for the beating I was going to get later on.
Uh-huh. Yep. Definitely. All right. So, this one we actually talked about before. So I think this one you'll be able to have an answer to readily. If you could own and operate your own business and be guaranteed of its success, what would it be?
I already talked to you about this yet.
I know.
Just the other day.
Yeah.
All right. If I could own and operate my own business and I would be guaranteed to be a success, what would it be? I don't want to give people ideas out there that might be able to execute on this. And then somebody's going to become a millionaire off of my idea.
But then if it happens, we're going to have it recorded and it's going to be time stamped and, you know, date stamped. You're going to be like, no, I thought of it first. Pay me money. Pay me royalties.
Well, if they're successful enough, they'll have enough money legally to fight it. I can think of the negatives. I have my father in me. We've talked about that before, too.
Yes.
All right. So let's take a moment to think about our businesses we would choose if we knew they would be a success. Am I going first then answering this difficult question of if I could own my own business, what would it be?
Yes.
Because I already talked about it the other day?
Yes.
All right. My business would be in the wonderful and glamorous world of prepaid cellular service. Yeah, she rolls her eyes. I'm a cell phone nerd. If I'm not making podcasts, I'm listening to podcasts about cell phones and technology. Not afraid about that, but that would be my business. Now let me elaborate, since you asked. I'm thinking, because you can obviously, you know, throw a rock and probably hit another prepaid network. There's a bunch out there and they're a dime a dozen. Why would you want to go into something that's so overly saturated? I would start a business that would be around making sure that you never, if you ran out of coverage, it was because absolutely nobody had coverage. Because one thing I was telling you about the other day is you have one carrier, I have another, and I'm not going to say which is which. I think we've joked about it before, but I think it is a little bit ridiculous. It is 2019, and two people with different carriers could be standing in the same spot, and one person has no coverage, and the other person has full service with great data and everything. Isn't that a little bit ridiculous in the day and age we live in?
Kind of.
Because it's not like these things are free, and I think America is one of the more expensive countries for cell phone service to begin with, even from a prepaid side of things. So I think it's ridiculous that anybody could be paying anywhere from, I mean, 50 to, depending on if you're a family plan, hundreds of dollars a month, and then be traveling and be told you don't have service, but you know, this person next to you, just because they're on another carrier, does. So I would make a prepaid service that somehow fed off of each tower. You were able to pull from the four main carriers. You know who they are. You probably have one in your pocket right now. And you could always feed off the best signal, and you never were told you didn't have service at a reasonable cost. And I think that'd be a big success if I had the opportunity to invest and had the ability to plan. Now, when that's stolen in a matter of, you know, a couple years, I'll be flattered that you listened to me, whoever stole it. But I'm also very mad at you for becoming rich off my idea. So you better send people to this podcast to make up for the fact that you stole that idea from me. Thank you.
Are you done now?
Shameless plug and paranoia over. My tinfoil hat has been removed. Please give me a reason to put it back on. What would be your business if you were guaranteed success?
So, and you're probably gonna laugh at this, but I really like, and I think I'd be good at it, is doing like event planning. I think I really would be good at it. Like those attention to details, like weddings, birthday parties. I like all that stuff. And of course I love to like just look at everything. I still find myself wandering down, you know, the aisles of Michaels and, you know, AC Moore's, where they have like bridal stuff. And it's just interesting to look at, in my opinion. And I will enjoy seeing it. All this pretty frills and decorations, and they industry of like event planning is so broad that I just really think I could enjoy it and be good at it, you know?
You didn't ask me any follow-up questions of mine. Am I allowed to ask questions about yours?
Sure.
Could you, Sarah Eileen Pitcher, could you
take on a bridezilla?
I'm not worried about you taking on anyone. Could you handle the fact that you'd be dealing with people that had completely different tastes than you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Why don't you accept my tastes then? Because I'm not paying you.
Correct.
But if I paid you, that would be a certain industry. America's oldest industry.
Uh-huh.
It's frowned upon.
Well, this is different.
I should say not America, is probably the world's oldest industry.
I was going to say, I'm like, I think it's probably older than America, but good try.
That's not the business you would be starting.
No, no.
You know why?
Why?
Because it'd be too risque. Throwback.
Stop.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to the last episode because we could use more plays.
Mm-hmm.
Shameless.
Yep, really shameless. So, yes, I think I would do event planning. Plus, honestly, I've called all the good majority of all the vendors in the area between, like, DJs, flowers, hotels that offer spaces for receptions and showers. I kind of have a good idea of what everyone offers.
In this area?
Yeah, in this area.
How far would you be willing to go?
I don't know. How much do they want to pay me? That's the question.
Boy. You got the... Maybe your business would be a success. You got the ability to ask for money down.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Be like, okay, that's fine. I would be more than happy to come to you. How much are you going to pay me?
Well, I'm glad you're... See, that's why your business is a guaranteed success, because you are hunting them down, getting that money, paid.
That's right. Honestly, the whole wedding industry is... really a very big thing. I mean, we joked about it when we first started this podcast about how there's a wedding tax. It's really true.
Yeah, it is true.
Once you put the word wedding in front of something, wedding cake, wedding flowers.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about you, you in that role. I can see it. Yours is a little bit more realistic than mine as far as what could be achieved.
Yeah.
Maybe, just maybe, if this podcast, I'm kidding, but not really.
Uh-huh.
If I somehow start making enough money for you to quit your day job, maybe, just maybe, you could pursue that one day. And you can help find listeners. How many shameless plugs can I get in an episode? I think I'm up to 3 or 4 now.
Yeah, I think that's a good amount.
All right. No more questions.
Nope.
We're almost at 40 minutes as it is. People can only handle so much of me.
Uh-huh.
And can't get enough of you. But unfortunately, we must say adieu. Hey, at least I'm not signing off with my terrible joke.
No, we're not doing that this week.
I can't say my joke.
Fine, since you brought it up, go ahead.
All right. So, did you hear, Sarah?
What?
Did you hear that... Well, we talked about having kids eventually, or we've been talking about having kids, obviously. And I told you the other day, a name we will never name our kids.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Well, especially if it's a girl.
Uh-huh.
We can never name our kid Edith.
Why?
Well, if we named our kid Edith, she could never go to another birthday party.
Why is that?
Because people can't have their cake and Edith, too. Now it's broadcasted and I feel at ease sharing it with the world.
Uh-huh.
All right, top that one with our sign-offs here.
What do you mean am I supposed to top that? How am I supposed to top that?
Hey, everyone says you're the best anyway, so just come up with anything. Do you have any final words of wisdom?
Stop with the jokes and puns. I mean...
We talked about very early on in this episode not to say hurtful things in the moment. So I will give you some time to think about what you want to say instead.
Uh-huh, yeah. My answer doesn't change. Mm. Or my remark doesn't change, I should say.
Fine. If you have nothing else, I will learn to shut up every once in a while.
Good.
So, that being said, if you liked this episode, even if you didn't like this episode... Share it with folks. Get their opinion. You can let them know that they can listen to it on their favorite podcasting app. Most popular one is, of course, Apple Podcasts, but you can also listen on Spotify. Of course, our wonderful folks at Anchor. And pretty much any podcasting app.
Mm-hmm.
So share it with folks. You can always email our questions or your questions at marriagegbf@gmail.com. Want to hear us talk about stuff? We keep telling you, we're not shy people. Not afraid to answer. We won't lie either. Everything is impromptu and is the raw truth. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know, you're going to pick on me about a certain word I said.
Yep.
Go back in the past podcast and listen to it. Otherwise, this has been Marriage, the Good.
The Bad.
The Funny. I'm Samuel Pitcher.
And I'm Sarah Pitcher.
And we will catch you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.